With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from Pro Football Focus, he is Eric Eager. Good morning to you, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing well. See the season coming, and that's fun.
Now, Eric, I follow your rankings. I love the fact that even – when I disagree with your rankings, you at least give a sensible explanation behind what you're doing, which, you know, those are the ones I respect. Some guys, I think, do things for clickbait. You know what I mean? You'll put some rankings up there and think, you really don't believe that yourself. You just want somebody to click. But you did one on defense. Now, you know, Ed and Jeremy would tell you I'm all offensive. I don't really typically care about defense too much. It's normally when I go to the bathroom or go get something else to eat. But I'm a huge fan of Don Wink Martindale. I love what he does with the Baltimore Ravens, his creativity. And you think about a guy that lost Matthew Judon and Yannick Ngakoue, and you know, I think the team's philosophy is, as you said, they're building the defense from the back to the front, and you made him the number two defensive coordinator in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about the Ravens, and this is, you know, something that they deal with by being such a model franchise. You know, they've only had one really bad season since the Kyle Bowler era, probably, right? And so, like, teams like that don't get to draft edge players really high. And when you look at the strength of, you know, defensive linemen, a lot of those guys are taken in the top 10 picks. And so the hard part when you're a team like the Ravens and you're consistently winning 10 or more games is that you don't get a crack. You don't get a bite at that apple, you know, and the guys that you take later on are going to be longer shots, right? They're going to be guys like Matthew Judon. They're going to be guys like Tyus Bowser. They're going to be, in this case, Adafa Away, which is fine. And they've done a great job of developing those players. But one of the reasons they do a good job of developing those players, and they don't mind them leaving, by the way, when it's time to go, is they build the secondary. And when you build the secondary, you give your defensive lineman just maybe a tenth of a second more to get home. You can run stunts and things like that sometimes take longer, but the payoff's better because your cornerbacks can hold up on the back end. Your safeties are rangy guys, or they're versatile guys like Chuck Clark that'll rush the passer 100 times a year. And to me, like, I don't know if I'd replicate that. If I had the third pick in the draft, would I take an edge player over a corner? Probably. But if I'm the Ravens and I'm always picking in the 20s, I'm probably loading up on a great secondary and trusting my defensive mind to get pressure with, you know, less investment.
Everyone's concern seems to be not on defense, actually, but on the offensive line right now. We look like we had these acquisitions that were going to make a big difference, Zeitler and, you know, Villanueva and drafted Ben Cleveland. How do you look at the offensive line this season?
It's going to be harder because when you look at the way that the Ravens play football on offense, it's a lot different than a lot of the way, you know, some of these teams play offense, which is, you know, just depend upon the quarterback, make sure that player is taken care of, where Lamar Jackson, who is really good in my opinion, but he's a different type of player. He's had, you know, over 1,000 yards the last two seasons. is on designed runs. He's not even, when you look at like the history of running quarterbacks in the NFL, a lot of them are scramblers. Jackson's a runner. You know, they run plays that are run plays for him. And that requires a lot of the same stuff that, let's say, a running back would require, which is all five guys in the offensive line, the tight ends, the fullbacks, all making their blocks. And so when a weak link in that system occurs, it hurts the Ravens more than it hurts other teams. Like, you know, the Chiefs, we all talk about the Super Bowl, but that they had 80% of their line out in that game. They had 60% of their line out the whole season and went 14-2 because Patrick just, you know, at all of the risk is on Patrick in for the most part. Whereas in the offense the Ravens run, you know, Lamar is the most important player, but the continuity of the line, the strength of the line, and hopefully this year the increase in effectiveness from the wide receivers matter more than it does for other offenses. And so if they're struggling up front, like, you know, that is going to be a bigger problem for the Ravens than maybe other teams.
So, Eric, who do you think's winning this division? With, and again, we're still got another preseason game left. We'll see who's healthy by the time the season starts. But on paper right now, who do you like?
I agree with the markets that it's the Ravens and the Browns kind of neck and neck. I think the market makes the Ravens a slight favorite. I think I'd make the Browns a slight favorite just because, you know, they're the third place schedule, which matters a little bit more this year now that they have 17 games, and that 17th game is determined by the schedule, by the place that they placed in 2020. But both teams are going to be really good. Both teams are in that sort of 15-1 range to win the Super Bowl. They are truly one of the contenders in the NFL, both of them. And so to me, it just depends upon who's more healthy in that group. The Browns, I think, did a really good job of adding free agents, but teams that do a really good job of adding free agents, that almost never works. And I think that that's something that the Ravens know and why they're so smart with the way that they put their roster together. So, you know, I give, you know, my numbers say Browns by a little bit. I will say that my head thinks Ravens just because of the strength of that coaching staff and the longevity that they've given rise to. But if guys like Patrick Queen, Adafe Away, Tyus Bowser emerge, I think it'll be a no doubter then.
Eric Eager, Pro Football Focus. Eric, tell folks in Baltimore how to follow you on social media.
Yep, I'm at PFF _ Eric on Twitter and Instagram, although I don't post quite as much there. And then at PFF.com, we're having a sale, 30% off any product we have right now. So if you're getting ready for your fantasy draft, if you want to put a few shekels on a college football game this weekend, come give PFF a look.
Eric, if we friend you on MySpace, is there a chance we can get in your top 12?
No, I let that go a long time ago. But
right.
But I was on it at one point. I think the quarterback for the Ravens might have been Stoney Case.
All right, thanks a lot, Eric.
All right, take care, guys.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.